Fast food is getting a little less fast. That finding comes from an annual survey by QSR Magazine, which timed drive-through service at 15 of the nation's biggest restaurant chains. Wendy's was the fastest. The slowest was Starbucks, which averaged about 5 minutes per order. We're joined now by QSR's Sam Okus. And Sam, tell us more about what you found.
Sure. So what we're finding is that drive-thrus are, on the whole, slowing down. And this is a trend we've been watching for 3 or 4 years now. What's happening is that as the fast food industry moves toward more high-quality ingredients and certainly a more high-quality experience for customers, that's taking a toll on the drive-thru. So drive-thru times, service speed times, are on the whole slowing down as many as 30, 40 seconds.
And does that make sense from a business perspective to focus more on the dining experience inside than on the drive-thru outside?
It does. So what we're hearing from the companies is that they're more concerned about order accuracy and the customer experience. So if you drive off a lot after getting your fast food through the drive-thru, you're going to be more angry if your order was inaccurate or if the employee was rude to you than you will be if it took a long time to get it. So the companies are recognizing that what they want to do is get you off the lot happy and pleased with your experience, not necessarily get you off the lot as fast as possible.
So we mentioned Wendy's and Starbucks. That's surprising that that would be the one that is the slowest because they're usually not making very much food.
I was a little bit surprised by this as well. What I think I chalk this up to is when you think about Starbucks, a lot of their beverages do take a while to make. So these are more specialty beverages. This is not a drink that you just pour from a tap and pass it out the window. This is something that takes a little bit more time. So I think that that's probably why Starbucks has seen some slower times. I'd also say that Starbucks doesn't have as many drive-thrus as many of these other companies. It's not as big of an investment as it is for something like McDonald's or Burger King. So they're spending some time now on it, figuring out how to get the drive-thru right, but they're not as focused on the drive-through operation as many of these other companies are.
And at the other end of the scale, Dunkin' Donuts is pretty fast.
Dunkin' is very fast. Yeah, what we're seeing is Dunkin' Donuts has about 181 seconds, so about 3 minutes through the drive-through. This was the second fastest time to Wendy's. So Dunkin' has definitely perfected this operation more so than Starbucks. But that's also because, again, Dunkin' has a lot of drive-through locations, many more than Starbucks. So this is something where they have a lot of the experience in this operation.
If you're building a fast food restaurant today, does it make sense to build a drive-through? Because that's extra real estate that you've got to pay for. You've got to have that. Does it make sense to have a drive-through in 2016?
Yeah, so it definitely depends. I mean, when you look at something like fast casual restaurants, which are these upscale fast food restaurants, such as Panera Bread, Taco Cabana, PDQ, as we've studied in our research, it does make sense to have a drive-through in certain locations because there are some cities, I'm thinking of something like a Dallas. Dallas really is a driving city. It's not like a New York, which is more of a walking city. So if you're in a driving city, it really behooves you to have a drive-through because many people will experience your restaurant through the drive-thru rather than getting out of the car. But you're right, it does cost more. You need more real estate. You need more employees focused on that drive-thru operation. And many of these companies are seeing 70% of their business go through the drive-thru. So this is nothing to sneeze at. This is a major operation. So you have to figure out if it works for your company, because if it doesn't make sense in a certain location, the drive-thru really is a major, major system to have to put in place.
And when it comes to accuracy, which your survey finds is going up, is that directly tied to taking more time? Is that a direct connection between a longer wait time for your food and a more accurate order?
It seems to be, yeah. The companies are telling their employees, look, focus more on the order accuracy. Do things like repeat the order 3 times to the customer to make sure you're getting everything right. I know some of the companies have instituted that policy, doing things like having order confirmation boards that repeats the order back to them. And so by focusing on these things, yes, it might take a little bit more time to repeat the order back to the customer, but you're guaranteeing that you're getting them their food correctly.
One more thing I want to ask you about on the issue of Starbucks, the slowest in your survey. They have started to experiment with walking the coffee out to you at your car as opposed to you going through a drive-thru.
Yes, that's correct. They're trying a lot of new things, and actually a lot of these companies are. One of the other things that Starbucks is doing that I think is really interesting and unique is they're trying video boards. So you can actually see the barista that you're ordering from, and you can see the person who's making the beverage for you.
From your car?
From your car, because I think that that adds this personal layer to it. It adds a very personal experience for the customer.
And are drive-thrus any different today than they were 20 years ago, really, or is it pretty much fundamentally the same?
I think what they had 20 years ago was more of a focus on speed. Drive-through was more tailored to how quickly can we get you through. As recently as 2004, 2005, we were seeing many of these companies average something like 140 seconds, 150 seconds. Wendy's was the all-time fastest, I believe, in 2003 at 116 seconds through the drive-through. This year, they're the fastest at 169. So you see how much it's slowed down. And I think that's largely because customers are more demanding of a quality experience now. Yes, they're in a hurry. Yes, they want convenience and speed. But I think they're placing more value on the overall experience, and the companies are responding to that.
That's Sam Okus, the editorial director of Food News Media, talking with us about a new survey from QSR Magazine on fast food drive-throughs. Sam, thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.